Chapter 4. For a large man, Will Darling moved with surprising swiftness. He managed to reach Claire before her head made contact with the floor, and now knelt beside her, supporting her head and shoulders against his knees. As Gemma and Kincaid hovered over them anxiously, her eyelids fluttered open, and she moved her head restlessly.
"I'm sorry," she said as she focused on their faces. "I'm sorry. I can't think what happened."
She struggled to sit up, but Will restrained her gently.
"Keep your head down a bit longer. Just relax now. Still feel woozy?"
When she shook her head, he raised her a few inches.
"We'll do it a little at a time," he continued as he eased her into a sitting position and then into one of the breakfast area chairs. "I'm so sorry," Claire said once more. "How dreadfully silly of me."
She rubbed at her face with trembling hands, and although some colour had returned to her cheeks, she remained unnaturally pale. Kincaid pulled a chair away from the table and sat facing her. "I didn't frighten you with that, did I?" he asked, gesturing towards the hammer which he'd placed carefully on the nearby countertop. He'd rubbed absently at the cobwebs in his hair, and now a chestnut lock fell in a comma on his forehead. With one eyebrow raised in concern, he looked deceptively, dangerously innocent, and Gemma found herself feeling sorry for Claire Gilbert. "It's only the old hammer from your garden shed. A bit the worse from neglect, I'm afraid," he added with a rueful smile, brushing at the sleeves of his jacket again.
"You don't think that's what Alistair..."
Claire shivered and hugged herself. "From the layer of dust, I'd say it had been months since anyone touched that hammer. But we'll need to run some tests, just to be sure." Claire closed her eyes and took a breath, exhaling slowly. Tears began to slip beneath her closed lids as she spoke.
"It did frighten me. I don't know why. Last night they asked me over and over if I knew what might have been used, if there was anything missing. But I couldn't think. The garden shed never even occurred to me."
Having seen her maintain her control when almost...